There were so many volunteers for a full summer, they filled the Godby High School cafeteria. Churches and law firms competed to pack the most meals. This year, the Assembly Project, which began in 2011, added a canned food drive for a total of 63,000 meals provided to Second Harvest of the Big Bend over the weekend. Organizer Lori Messer says she was surprised when she learned that Leon ranks third highest for food insecurity of all Florida's 67 counties.
The problem, I think, is many of us don't realize it because not only do we have a large food insecure population, we're separated. Those that live on one side of town may not even encounter someone who's food insecure. So this event is not only about feeding hungry people, but it's about getting community together, letting people from different areas of the town meet each other, see each other, hear about each other's problems, and work together to solve a problem.
Summer poses problems for the 1 in 4 local children who are food insecure since they don't get school-based free and reduced meals. Messer, who runs a full summer with Becky Liner and Tracy Ippolito, says it began when they asked themselves, why can't we do something about this?
And I'll tell you too, if you donate to Second Harvest of the Big Bend, for every dollar that you donate, they can get 4 meals, which that money stretches a lot further than you can have it at the grocery store. So do something. How little, how small. This started small and it's growing and growing. We're doing a canned food drive now in the month of May in conjunction with the meal assembly. So you'd be surprised at where life takes you if you just do something.
A full summer is a partnership of the Leon County Schools, St. John's Episcopal Church, and First Baptist Church of Tallahassee. Student volunteers from Godby and Boys Town of North Florida cleaned up the cafeteria afterwards. For WFSU News, I'm Margie Menzel.